Okay, so close your eyes for a sec and imagine this, Italy. But like before it was on everyone's bucket list, before the crowds, the lines, you know, you get me.
I think I do, yeah.
Like you've stumbled onto this hidden gem. That's the vibe I'm getting from all these articles about Calabria.
Precisely. It's like you said, a hidden gem. It's been overlooked, which honestly is what's let it hold on to that true, authentic Italian spirit.
Okay, I'm already hooked. And speaking of gems, can we talk about those beaches? These articles mention Tropea with its cliffs and turquoise water. Is it really that stunning in person?
Oh, absolutely. Picture this. Crystal clear turquoise water, so clear it almost doesn't look real, all set against these dramatic cliffs. It's captivating. But here's the thing. Tropea is amazing, don't get me wrong, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. Calabria's got almost 500 miles of coastline. 500, so plenty to explore.
Hold on, 500 miles. Okay, now you're just showing off Calabria. But tell me more about the vibe. These articles mention laid back and unspoiled, and I'm kind of loving it.
You've hit the nail on the head. Think family-run trattorias, where the recipes are like generations old, handwritten on recipe cards passed down. Or local artisans still practicing crafts that have been around for centuries. It's a world away from those tourist traps you see in other parts of Italy.
See, those are the aha moments I live for.
Yeah.
It's not just about pretty beaches, right? It's about stepping into a way of life that feels lost to time almost. But we can't talk Italy without a little history lesson, can we? And Reggio Calabria, home to the Rias Bronzes. That's some serious history right there.
Oh, absolutely. So picture this. Two life-size Greek bronze statues pulled straight from the sea in the 1970s, perfectly preserved after, get this, 2,500 years underwater.
2,500 years? That's, like, older than, well, a lot of things.
Just putting it mildly. But the point is, these aren't just statues. They're glimpses into ancient artistry, and they're standing right there in Reggio Calabria, a testament to how deep the region's roots go.
Wow. And speaking of deep roots, what about Cosenza? The articles mention medieval and Baroque architecture, so it's not just the Greeks who left their mark, huh?
No way! Cosenza's got layers and layers of history. As you walk through the city, you'll see, like, the Duomo, this amazing cathedral that blends Norman and Gothic styles. Then you'll turn a corner and find remnants of Roman influence, a touch of Byzantine flair. It's an architecture lover's dream.
Okay, so we've got beaches, history. But we haven't even scratched the surface of Calabria's natural beauty. Mountains, national parks, it's almost overwhelming. Help me out here. What should we be picturing?
All right, so picture this. On one hand, you've got Pelino National Park, right? Rugged peaks, deep gorges, these ancient Bosnian pines you won't find just anywhere. It's a hiker's paradise. Yeah. And then total 180, you've got Sila National Park. Think vast forests, these mirror-like lakes. You might even spot a wolf or a deer roaming free.
Okay, this is giving me serious choose your own adventure vibes. Pelino for the adrenaline junkie, Sila for something a little more tranquil. It's amazing how one region can offer such diverse landscapes.
And that's the beauty of Calabria. It truly has something for everyone and does it all without losing that genuine, unspoiled charm.
All right, so from jaw-dropping scenery, let's talk about something else that'll blow you away, but, you know, in a delicious way.
Now you're speaking my language.
These articles are seriously raving about Calabrian food, like intense flavors, the freshest ingredients. And there's this one thing, Duja, that I got to know more about.
Like
spicy, spreadable salami. What's the deal with that?
Okay, so Duja, that's like the heart and soul of Calabrian cuisine. You know, imagine this. Rich, savory salami, but with this slow burn of chili heat.
Okay, I'm already intrigued.
It's traditionally made with pork, and of course Calabrian chili peppers, which are a whole other story, and this like secret blend of spices.
A secret blend? You're killing me!
And then it's all cured to perfection. That's Nduja.
Okay, so how do you actually eat it? Is it a spread, a sauce? Do you just eat it straight up?
All of the above. No, I mean, you can use it in so many ways. It's fantastic on crusty bread, of course, stirred into pasta for an extra kick. I once had, get this, Nduja-infused olive oil drizzled over burrata.
Stop, stop, I'm getting hungry. Okay, so bold flavors are definitely a theme here. What else is cooking in the world of Calabrian cuisine?
Well, freshness is key, right? Think like sun-ripened tomatoes bursting with flavor, seafood straight from the Ionian Sea, you know, hand-rolled pasta, obviously. And then there's Caciocavallo cheese.
Caciocavallo. That name alone sounds like a whole adventure.
It's this sharp, slightly salty cheese, often served grilled or melted. They say the name comes from the way it's traditionally made, tied in pairs and hung over a wooden stick, kind of like saddlebags over a horse.
I love that. It's like rustic charm baked right in.
Exactly. You'll find that a lot in Calabria, that connection to tradition.
Okay, my inner foodie is officially ready for a trip. Oh, before we book our flights, let's talk about these villages because, wow, Pennedottolo, for example. A village nestled under a hand-shaped rock formation. I mean, come on, that sounds mythical.
Pennedottolo is something else. It's like perched on this cliff, and above it is this massive rock formation that really does look like a hand reaching down. It's kind of eerie, especially at sunset, but man, it's beautiful.
It's like Calabria just keeps getting more and more magical. And what about Jarrace? These articles mention incredibly preserved architecture, like stepping back in time.
Jarrace is a history lover's dream, for sure. Picture this. Cobblestone streets winding through all these ancient churches, and the whole town overlooks the Ionian Sea. You can practically feel the history beneath your feet, you know?
It's amazing how different these villages sound compared to, like, the typical image of Italy, right?
Yeah.
The crowds, the hustle and bustle. This is something else entirely.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of it, you know? It's that slower pace of life, that chance to connect with a side of Italy that feels untouched, but without sacrificing any of the charm, you know?
And speaking of off the beaten path, we can't forget about the Aeolian Islands, just a hop, skip, and a jump from Calabria's coast. The articles mention Stromboli, an active volcano.
Oh.
That's like once-in-a-lifetime stuff.
Now you're talking bucket list material. Imagine standing on a boat at night, right? The air smells like sulfur, and you see this molten lava just, like, lighting up the sky. It's incredible. And each of the Aeolian Islands has something different to offer. Like Lipari, the largest one, it's super vibrant, bustling, while Volcano, great name, right, is known for its therapeutic mud baths.
Volcanic mud baths. Okay, that's officially going on the to-do list. But let's get back to mainland Calabria for a second, because something else caught my eye in these articles. Apparently, there's a burgeoning wine scene. Tell me everything. It's like Calabria saw everyone going crazy for Tuscanese wine and was like, hold my glass. But seriously, what makes Calabrian wine so special?
Well, a few things. The climate's perfect for growing grapes, and the soil, especially near the coast, has this volcanic richness to it. Plus, they've got these ancient grape varieties you just won't find anywhere else.
Right. And you mentioned a couple, Sado and Savuto, I think. What should we look out for with those?
So Ciro, that's from the eastern coast, and it's known for big, bold reds. They use this grape called Gagliuppo, makes a really full-bodied wine that can stand up to those, like, hearty Calabrian dishes we were talking about.
Makes sense. Bold food, bold wine. I like it.
And then you've got Savuto, which is a bit further inland, and they do both reds and whites. A little more, I don't know, there's like a lightness to them. Some of them have almost a floral quality.
It's amazing how even the wine kind of tells a story. You know, coastal versus inland, bold versus delicate. I'm telling you, this deep dive has been full of surprises.
That's Calabria for you. It really challenges those expectations you might have about Italy, but in the best way possible.
All right, so let's say our listener is sold. They're packing their bags for Calabria as we speak. What are the takeaways, the things that make this region truly stand out?
Oh man, where do I even begin? First off, get ready for sensory overload in the best way possible. You'll be swimming in this crystal clear water, hiking through ancient forests, maybe even catching a glimpse of lava lighting up the night sky from Stromboli. It's a place that really awakens your senses.
And don't even get me started on the food. We've got Nduja waiting to be devoured, Caciocavallo cheese begging to be grilled, seafood practically jumping out of the sea and onto your plate.
But it's not just about the scenery or the food, right? Take the time to soak in the culture, wander through those charming villages, strike up conversations with the locals. You might even learn a few steps of the Parentela.
Right. It's that warmth, that generosity of the people that really stays with you.
Exactly. It's an immersion, not just a vacation. A chance to experience Italy at its most genuine.
I have a feeling we'll be hearing a lot more about Calabria in the years to come. It's a hidden gem that's ready to be discovered.
I think so too. And for our listener, if you do make it to Calabria, ask yourself what speaks to you most. Is it the history, the food, the people? Let that be your guide and you'll find your own little piece of Calabrian magic.
As a listener or a viewer, you can now get an instantly downloadable copy of any of the immersive Italian travel guidebooks at 50% off the normal price at theinnersecrets.com. Look for the menu item on the homepage, Viewers and Listeners Shop. Thank you for listening today.